be seated. Thank you.
All right. Now, those songs were designed to wake you up and to warm you up, right? And if you didn't bring a blanket, I'm sorry. I got here and it was 40 degrees in this building. So I turned on the heat and it's working. And now I invite you to turn to the book of 1 John. If you can't find it, go to Revelation, back up a couple. Three, in fact, back up past Jude, back up past 3 John, back up past 2 John, and you'll come to 1 John. This is one of my favorite books, I think, in the entire Scripture. This was the book that our pastor, back in the day, when I was just getting started in preaching, 1963 and 4, Bill Probasco brought a few preacher boys to the church, and in that church, out of Josephine, we had to translate Scripture. He taught us Greek, and we would go every Sunday, and we would learn Greek, and we'd learn the Greek alphabet, and I don't know why this version of the virus is called Omicron, because after Delta is Epsilon. They didn't go beta, they went alpha, delta, yeah. Anyhow, be that as it may, part of what I ended up doing was translating the book of 1 John. And it is so easy in Greek. It is very clear, very concise, very, very few really quirks in the text. That's why when we have people that say, I need to know where to start reading the Bible, well, we put them in the Gospel of John first. Then we have them go to 1 John. And there's a very clear reason. When John wrote the Gospel of John, he wrote to convert sinners. That was his purpose. In fact, when he put the key there in John chapter 20, verse 31, he said, these things are written. The rest of the book, right? These things are written that you may believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in His name. That's the purpose of the Gospel of John. Then he comes to write the epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And what he's doing there is very clear. He wants to confirm the faith of the saints. He wants to give us confirmation of our salvation. Save them in 1 John, save them in John's gospel, and confirm them then in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And in John, there are four different points, and I'll just bring those out to you. We don't have the scripture. We had I should have prepared more on the PowerPoint or the Proclaim, but I didn't. But John also wrote Revelation. The Revelation of Jesus Christ is what it's called. And there he is building the coronation of Christ himself, the culmination of eternal life for the believer. So when John wrote, he had three things in mind. I want to convert them, I want to confirm them, and I want to bring them to a coronation, confirmation, and that's what Revelation's about. And there's his pattern of thought. It's very clear, it's very simple. So if you're in 1 John, let's just read the first four verses, and we'll go from there. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Notice the senses involved here. Which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest and we have seen it. We testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. that which we have seen, that which we have heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy, or King James says, your joy, may be complete. I think ESV is correct because he wants everyone to know they can have the same joy that he has. That's John. John wants us to manifest, we have seen it, and testify to it, present tense, and proclaim it, present tense, to you, the eternal life that was with the Father and was made manifest in us. He was with me. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, we want everyone to have fellowship with the Father. These things, John says, so that our joy may be complete. There's a common experience with the believer, and that's joy. Three quick things.